And now, my triumphant songs of praise, the Temple Ensemble.
Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a donkey. It is the week of the Passover. There's a holiday season in the air. The city of Jerusalem is crowded with pilgrims who have traveled from all over the world to be there. Every inn is filled to capacity, and even the open grounds around the city is covered with tents of Jewish pilgrims who have come to join this celebration. It is in this setting that Jesus the Christ arrives. Now, the scene of Jesus entering into Jerusalem is an image of a powerful metaphysical reality. Jesus represents the ego, our personal self, of an individual in services to the Christ, the spiritual depth of our being. The Jewish pilgrims in the crowd represents thoughts and feelings seeking spiritual connection that supports the ego's effort to keep God at the center of our lives. The coat of a donkey on which Jesus rode represent the human, the animal-conditioned nature. It is also represents the human tendency to desire our way over God's way and our will over God's will. All of our negative habits and negative reactions are contained in this state of mind. Jesus riding the donkey symbolizes the spiritual nature of an individual in charge of the human instinct. Now, here's the lesson. Don't forget to do the little things that may be the biggest things of all. For all of us have a donkey. We each have something in our lives in which, if we can give it to Jesus, it will help us establish our kingdom here and now. Now, it could be that God wants to mount your donkey and enter the walls of another city, of another nation, of another heart. When a king was coming to conquer, he would often ride up on a white horse. But when he came in peace, he would ride in upon a donkey. Jesus is coming to Jerusalem in peace. It is a sign of his humility. Now, here's another lesson. Don't wait for the war to begin in your life. Make your peace with the king today. The triumph entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. He came in peace. He came with praise. He came with passion. He came to establish his kingdom here on earth. Like one who follows the example of Jesus, our master teacher, waysure, the word, advocate, Lamb of God, the resurrection and the life, shepherd and bishop of souls, judge, lords of lords, head of the church, talking about the one that rode the donkey into Jerusalem. Faithful and true witness. He's called the rock, high priest, living water, bread of life. Oh, yes, Alpha and Omega. He's called the true vine, Messiah, Holy One, meditator, mediator, the beloved, branch, comforter, good shepherd, light of the world, image of the invisible God. He's the chief cornerstone this morning. He's the Savior. He's our servant, author, and finisher of our faith. Oh, yes, he's the Almighty, Everlasting Father. He's the I Am. He's King of Kings, and he's Prince of Peace. Oh, he's the only begotten Son. He's Wonderful Counselor. Remember now, he's riding in peace and harmony and humility. He's Emmanuel. He's Son of Man. He's the Dayspring. He's the Amen. He's the Prophet. He's the Redeemer. He's the Anchor. He is the Bright and Morning Star. He's the Way, the Truth, and the Life. Oh, yes, we're riding with him this morning. We will not be found unfaithful to the heavenly vision. We will keep the faith, run the course, and follow the light as the Christ within reveals that light. In accepting and praise, let us be humble. In rejection and criticism, undismayed, and in all things, steadfast and on purpose. We want to know now, God, as we go into prayer, that we too are riding the donkey in humility. Oh, our Heavenly Father, Christ of our being, let us be like a tree planted by the river of waters that brings forth its fruit in due season. Let us be doers of the word and not hearers only. Let our entire being show forth the evidence of the truth we know and love. Let us rejoice in every evidence of truth made manifest in our life, humble in what we have attained. Oh yes, God, pressing ever forward to the attainment of our goal, which is the Christ consciousness. This will be the week that will change our personal world, when we can hear the Father say, "You are my child, in whom I am well pleased." Oh, if you just could hear him this morning, if you could hear the still small voice saying, "My child, I'm right here with you. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you." I want you to ride in to Jerusalem, the habitation of peace within our souls. And then he whispers to each and one of us and said, "You know what? I heard you last night. I heard you this morning. I heard you last year. I heard you last month. I want you to know right now that I have my hands out to you, and I've just printed your hands in my hands, and in my hands I have put each one of your names. And I say to you, look at my hands this morning, for in these hands you see your name, and you know that I have not forgotten you." So Father, we want to say thank you. We want to praise you, and we want to glorify you. We give you all, and the greatest of all, God, we know that you love us, and you love us unconditionally. Yes, Lord.